Dan.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Hey, Dominic, since we're aspirationally seeking indictments against those we feel like are criminally complicit in the J6, how about Jenny Thomas? Would you put a bow, put her in the whole insurrection, the coup plot?
Do you
think she's got some legal liabilities?
I think she and her husband do. And we, obviously, this is a black eye for the U.S. Supreme Court. No question about it. She was apparently very eager to set the record straight with the J6. Yeah, right.
Get rid of all the misconceptions.
I look forward to that. But my understanding, some Facebook page that they created in order to facilitate the coup attempt has apparently been, taken down or deleting photos. There's they're just going to kind of backing up and whitewashing some of this stuff. So, but ultimately, this stuff's in the internet, man. It's always out there somewhere. And I hope they're tracking that down. Yes, absolutely. She should be held accountable. And anything, if they have a shared checking account with Clarence, he should also be held to account. If she had any sort of funding mechanisms whatsoever, abso-frickin-lutely, man. I'm so tired of this.
844-967-2789. Let me make the case for prosecuting Jenny Thomas just for a minute. A Florida prosecutor expressed doubts that Jenny Thomas would willingly testify before the House Select Committee because, he said, she faces criminal liability for her role in trying to overturn Donald Trump's election loss. The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas exchanged texts about those efforts with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and discussed other schemes to swap out lawful electors for Joe Biden with a bogus slate of Trump electors. And she insisted that she would happily testify before congressional electors. I believe it when I see it, that she actually shows up, especially without a subpoena, according to Palm Beach State Attorney David Ehrenberg on MSNBC's Morning Joe. She has a lot of criminal liability. I want to know about the conversations with Arizona leaders. I want to know about her conversations with her husband. It is astonishing that you have a Supreme Court justice ruling on matters that his own wife is involved in. That's because the Supreme Court makes their own rules and interprets their own rules. Now, host Joe Scarborough interrupted to ask what Ehrenberg meant when he said Jenny Thomas faces criminal liability. One last quote, and then to the phones, 844-967-2789. I'm building this one up, though, Dom. I like this quote.
All right.
She could be charged with obstruction of an official proceeding. You don't have to be there at the Capitol that day. She can be charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States government. And so there are potential charges, and you've got to believe her lawyers are telling her this. Also, if she shows up in lies before the committee, she could be charged with perjury. That's why I don't know if she'll show up. We'll see.
We'll see.
844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Wisco Paul, what do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Devils, just think of all the stuff poor Hillary had to go through.
What about her emails, Paul? What about her emails? Lock her up.
It's just an amazing thing. And I personally think the Supreme Court is nothing but a tool for the GOP now anyway. I don't see how they can...
Well, wait till next Monday when they overrule Roe v. Wade and expand the Second Amendment. Basically against the will of the American people.
Right. There must be a reason. That's probably the reason they're building a fence around it. But when you put this all into process, you take a look at it, the Supreme Court is just making a mockery out of themselves. It's nothing but the GOP tool. It's just crazy, man. That's all I'm saying. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Wisco.
Thanks, Wisco. Appreciate it. It's one thing to be a toady for the GOP and vote on their abortion because of your religious whatever. I mean, I get those are all terrible things enough from a policy standpoint. But if you are the wife of a sitting Supreme Court justice and you are engaged in communications with known insurrectionists. How is there not a John Roberts investigation? I mean, it didn't take 48 hours for Roberts to at the Supreme Court to say, oh, we got to look into this, you know, release of this Roe v. Wade draft. Oh, this is terrible. I can't have that. But then you have an insurrectionist, you know, sitting in your midst, and you don't say boo. There's no public investigation. I mean, that's a reflection on Roberts as well. I mean, everybody better stand up and check themselves, because this is some serious BS, man.
You know, for the sake of clarity, there's not actually an insurrectionist on the court. He just sleeps with an insurrectionist.
We don't know that there's not an insurrectionist on the court. If you're sleeping with an insurrectionist, you might be an insurrectionist. If you're sleeping with a Nazi, you might be a Nazi. I'm just saying.
Pizza Box Mike, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mike.
God. You know, I'm going to tell you, they didn't do anything to stop this ahead of time, right? We all knew about it. I mean, I'm surprised they all didn't get laid out on the lawn there. But we know the reasons why that didn't happen. So why would you expect any justice after the fact? I mean,
Damn it, Pizza Box, you got a bad connection. 844-967-2789.
Because we must have justice, Pizza Box. That's why I expect it. If we don't have justice on an attempted overthrow that we've never had in this country, if there's not a comeuppance for those that are involved in, I'm not talking about, you know, the boots on the ground. I'm talking about the commanders that orchestrated, inspired, funded, and drove this to happen. If there is no justice for that, we will absolutely lose this democracy.
844-967-2789. Kurt, probably get the last word today, man. Make it a good one.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, guys. You know, this is what I see what our democracy has become. An analogy I'd like to use is there's a puppy that's going to lead the sidewalk to venture in the street. There's two Democrats and there's two Republicans watching the puppy do so. We can predict what the Republicans will do. They'll talk to each other and bet how much time elapsed before the dog gets run over by a car, whereas the two Democrats will get into an argument and debate about how they should get the dog out of the street. This is where we're at, and Dom has said it over and over again. Where's Josh Call? Where's our AG? We have put people away for 10 to 20 years with far, far less evidence than what's going on now. So what do we learn from this? Well, justice is inversely proportional to your race, your wealth, and your title. So the higher you go up in title and you're white and you have the rest, chances are you go scot-free.
Well, Kurt, we're kind of counting on that. As the host of the greatest radio show ever, we're hoping we're above the law from here forward.
I mean, if they are, then we all are. And if we all are, then there's no law, and then you have total anarchy.
I'm going to call up Joe Biden, see if I can get on the blanket pardon list. Please, Joe, I need a pardon. I keep breaking laws. It's a sad subject. Thank you all for listening. You know, hope it's not sad. I hope you had a good time. We'll do it for you again tomorrow. And Crudy's heading up to the third CD broadcasting the Democratic Party convention this weekend, broadcasting the January 6th live here and starting at noon tomorrow. And stick around, Mark Thompson. The Paul Revere Show, 7 o'clock right here, Devil Radio in the Shaw.